您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn.
英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom Online English. I'm Wayne.
I'm Anna.
Well, we've been talking so much about cyber love in our last program. Anyway, it's a kind of virtual love. And today we're going to have another topic that has to do with real love. Something that is, say, the goal of love, or the fruit of love.
Really? Sounds interesting. And what's that about?
In today's program, we are going to talk about marriage and Western wedding customs and traditions.
Oh, that's brilliant.Well, to be frank, I'm an expert on that.
Well, I know you must be very familiar on this subject, so let's get started.
Well, 上周我们聊了许多关于网恋的内容，但那毕竟是虚拟的爱情，且对于这样的感情是否值得鼓励，目前尚无定论。
今天我们继续谈谈与爱情有关的话题，不过这回讨论的可是真实的情感哦。当两个人的感情发展到一定的程度，自然就会考虑一个神圣而严肃的话题，结婚。
对，那么今天我们就和大家来聊一聊和结婚有关的内容。
在西方，恋爱中的男女要结婚，首先要由男方向女方求婚。在求婚时，男方应向女方赠送订婚戒指。因此，当人们提到 he gave her a ring 的时候，其意义通常就是 he proposed to her, she accepted, and they are now engaged. 求婚就是 propose, 订婚戒指是 engagement ring.
订婚的男女呢，应立即将他们的结婚计划告知各自的父母，通常呢是由新娘的父母宣布订婚和婚礼。按照传统呢，由新娘的家庭承担大部分的婚礼费用，而新郎家一方呢则是负责安排彩排宴啊，或者是其他的事宜。婚礼正式开始前一两天应该有一个彩排，这样做的目的是让参加婚礼的每个人都熟悉他们在婚礼上要例行的程序。
婚礼在西方国家是一个非常重要的场合，在举行婚礼前好几周，亲朋好友都会收到邀请信。婚礼是在教堂，而且是在白天举行的。如果你获得了邀请，那么在参加婚礼时，着装应该非常正式。女宾客穿鸡尾酒会礼服或者长衬衫，加上节日外套或者毛衣，而男宾客则需要穿礼服。必须注意的是，女士穿裤子是不合适的，无论你的裤子是什么颜色。
送礼呢是许多民族共同的习惯，那么亲朋好友结婚时送什么好呢？我们提供一些原则供大家参考。首先是可能为受礼人所喜欢的物品，其次呢就是不要太贵，再有就是要具有实用性。送结婚礼物有一个一年的宽限期，只要你在新婚夫妇结婚一周年内送出礼物都是可以的，也就是说不一定在结婚那天送礼。传统的礼物包括银器啊、瓷器啊、水晶制品以及经久耐用的东西。不过如今的婚礼礼物也包括电器设备和实用物品。好了，说了这么多，让我们先来听一段对话。Have you heard about Donna?
No, I haven't talked to her for a couple of months. How are things with her?
Well...She's just so-so right now. She had a little accident last week in her new car.
Oh, you're kidding. Was anybody hurt? Was there much damage?
No, it was really a small accident and everybody was fine. It was the other driver's fault.
Well, that's good. Other than that, how's she doing? Is she still going out with David?
Haven't you heard yet? They're getting married.
You're kidding.
She said he gave her a ring on her birthday.
That's great.
Yeah, everybody's really happy about it. He's a great guy.
Lucky too.
在这段对话中 ，Nancy 向 Scott 介绍了他们共同的好朋友 Dana 的近况。令 Scott 感到有些惊讶的是 ，Dana 就要和她的男朋友 David 结婚了。Nancy 和 Scott 都为 Dana 感到高兴。
Hear about， 听到关于某人或某事的消息。Have you heard about Dana？ Dana 的近况你听说了吗？另外，关于 hear 还有两个常用的词组，一个是 hear from。意为接到某人的来信或者来电等，另一个是 hear of， 它的意思是听说过。注意 not hear of something 是不允许某事的意思。 For instance， he won't hear of my walking home alone， 他不允许我单独一人走回家。
Other than that， how is she doing？ 除那以外他其他方面怎么样呢？以前的教科书总是这样教我们，在向别人问好时可以说 how are you。然而实际上现代人特别是年轻人在打招呼的时候往往更多的说 How are you doing？ 希望大家能够记住这个用法。另外 Just so-so 意思是一般话，还算凑合。
最后要讲一下的是，当 Scott 问 Nancy Dana 是不是还和 David 约会时， Nancy 回答 They are getting married。 这句话的意思是他们就要结婚了。请大家注意，这里用的是现代进行时，但表示的意思却是将来发生的事。好，现在我们再来听一下刚才这边对话。
Have you heard about Dana?
No, I haven't talked to her for a couple of months. How are things with her?
Well, she's just so-so right now. She had a little accident last week in her new car.
Oh, you're kidding. Was anybody hurt? Was there much damage?
No, it was really a small accident and everybody was fine.It was the other driver's fault.
Well, that's good. Other than that, how's she doing? Is she still going out with David?
Haven't you heard yet? They're getting married.
You're kidding.
She said he gave her a ring on her birthday.
That's great.
Yeah, everybody's really happy about it. He's a great guy.
Lucky too.
Modern wedding customs and traditions have their origins in the past, many coming from the Middle Ages. In ancient Rome, the bride wore a girdle fastened with many tiny knots. The groom had the pleasure of untying all those tiny knots before he could bed his new wife.
Up until the 1400s, the bride usually wore her best dress regardless of the color. It was Queen Victoria who began the present-day fashion of wearing white.As the wedding dress, it is also considered unlucky for the bride to make her own wedding dress.
The idea of having bridesmaids, pages, the best man, and ushers originated with the belief that evil spirits, envious of the couple's happiness, would be out to haunt them, but would be confused by so many similarly dressed people.
Yeah, the custom of the best man probably goes back to the days.When the groom took a friend with him, when he went to kidnap the bride from her home, bells were originally rung at weddings to frighten away the evil spirits, and noisy celebrations were held beforehand to try and drive them from the community. These were the ancestors of our stag and hen parties.
东方人自古以来喜欢用浓重的颜色表示自己的快乐与喜庆，西方人特别是虔诚的耶稣的信徒们更是从宗教的信义上出发，认为男女的结合是圣洁的，代表着神圣的生儿育女生活的开始，所以呢，必须用圣洁的白色来装点它，这才是最完美的。因此西方人的婚礼呢，都用白色来布置， 从古老的教堂婚礼到现代的前卫婚礼，无不见新娘们穿着雪白的婚纱，挽着闪着珠光的白色小拎包，洁白的纱手套上捧着的是一大捧粉白的百合。这样的习俗延续了几百年，至今未变。
婚礼中配伴娘、男童、男宾相和迎宾员的观念源于这样一种信仰，即妒忌新人幸福的邪恶幽灵会冒出来伤害他们，但如果婚礼上有许多分着装类似的人，就能迷惑幽灵。配男宾相的习俗大约要追溯到那种年代，那时新郎往往要用上一个朋友去新娘家把他绑架回来。铃在婚礼上叮当作响，原来是为了吓走邪恶的幽灵，而在婚礼之前举办热闹的庆祝会，也是为了把那些邪恶幽灵从新人和他们的亲朋好友中赶走。这就是雄鹰会和母鸡会的由来。
西方人婚礼上随处可见花，从教堂到酒店，小到教堂中的每一把椅子，无处不有花的存在。他们喜爱使用粉色系的花，比如粉白啊、粉蓝、粉红、粉绿、粉紫、粉黄，而且他们喜欢使用新鲜的花朵，绝对不会采用假花。一般每对新人结婚，鲜花的使用量是相当大的，随处可见的就是花，因为每一位盛装出席的女士，不论其年龄，都会在发髻处带上一小束花，以表示对新人们的尊重。
最后说说婚礼上的活动。在西方国家，通常婚礼的活动就是抛花球的游戏，其他小游戏很少。在步出教堂后，新娘要背转身将手中的花球向后抛去，最后被哪个女宾接到，她就是下一个幸福的新娘。所以在这个时候，所有未婚的女宾都会主动站到前排来，做好抢花球的准备，为的是沾沾新娘的喜气。那么说到这儿，我们再来听一段对话。
I would prefer a sincere affair of a few people. Here you really felt that it was a meaningful thing and not just a showy prestigious affair for parents to show off what they can provide for their daughters or son.
But that's an important thing for the parents to do, isn't it? I mean, parents at that, parents ought to be allowed to do this.
But one is getting married, not one's parents.
Yes, but it's the parents who are paying for it, and it's the parents who have, if you like, brought up this young girl or man to...
Surely the money that is spent, I prefer to see money spent on something more worthwhile.
Yes, but it's not. It may not be your money as such, and I think if the parents are paying for it, then they should have a great deal to say about it. If they prefer a large wedding and they prefer to invent Auntie Four, Uncle Bill, whom you haven't seen since you were 2 years old, well, I think that's their prerogative.
So, it really boils down to what they prefer rather than what the son or daughter prefers?
Well, not entirely, but nevertheless, I think it is important that they should, that they be consulted.
在这段对话中呢， Julia 和 Ray 在讨论父母在子女结婚时所扮演的角色。 Julia 认为婚礼是子女们自己的事儿，不必兴师动众大操大办，父母亲不应将其视为向别人炫耀的平台。 Ray 则认为由于婚礼的费用呢，主要是来自父母，因此他们应该有一定的发言权，况且从尊重长辈的角度出发，无论如何在终身大事的问题上与父母商量也是非常重要的。
这段对话中有几个词要讲一下。首先要说的是 showy， 它的意思是浮华的、过分艳丽的，一听就知道是个贬义词。那么 show off 是向人炫耀、卖弄的意思。 provide 常常有两种用法，一种是 provide somebody with something， 另一种是 provide something for somebody。 这两种用法表达意思都差不多。那么另一个要说的是 bring up， 它的意思是教育、培养、抚养成人。
这里还要提一下，就是 Auntie Fo 和 Uncle Bill 指很久没见面的阿姨啊或叔叔，不特指哪一个阿姨或叔父，也许是很多人。好，现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I would prefer a sincere affair of a few people. Here you really felt that it was a meaningful thing and not just a showy prestigious affair for parents to show off what they can provide for their daughters or son.
But that's an important thing for the parents to do, isn't it? I mean, parents at that, it ought to be allowed to do this.
But one is getting married, not one's parents.
Yes, but it's the parents who are paying for it. And it's the parents who have, if you like, brought up this young girl or man to...
Surely the money that is spent, I prefer to see money spent on something more worthwhile.
Yes, but it's not. It may not be your money as such, and I think if the parents are paying for it, then they should have a great deal to say about it. If they prefer a large wedding and they prefer to invent only for Uncle Bill, who you haven't seen since you were 2 years old, well, I think that's their prerogative.
So, it really boils down to what they prefer rather than what the son or daughter prefers.
Well, not entirely, but nevertheless, I think it is important that they should, that they be consulted.
OK, 说了这么多，我想大家都已经很累了。现在我们来听一首英文歌，放松一下。
You've been listening to CRI Online Summer English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
The giving of an engagement ring was first practiced when the groom purchased his bride. By giving a token, such as a ring,He pledged to marry her in return for her dowry and social status, among other things. The traditions of giving a diamond began with the Italians. It was believed that diamonds were created from the flames of love and representing everlasting love.
The wedding kiss dates back to Roman times. The kiss was to seal the marriage legally between the couple and must be witnessed by another person.
In addition to the groom not being allowed to see the bride before the ceremony, the veil was also used to protect the bride from being seen by evil spirits and jealous suitors. To this day, it is considered bad luck for the groom to see the bride on her wedding day before the ceremony.
The Roman bachelor parties were the invention of the Spartan soldiers. It became customary for a groom to feast withhis friend the night before the wedding, often celebrating his last night of freedom by getting severely drunk. Not much has changed, it seems. In modern times, women have decided they also want their night of fun, so now it is traditional for women to have staggered or bachelorette parties as well.
西方婚礼中的许多风俗都有独特的象征和内涵。 这里我们向大家介绍一些。首先是赠送钻戒，在圣经中里说，在远古时代，男子向 女子求婚所用证物就是指环。九世纪时，教皇尼古拉一世颁布了法令，规定男方赠送婚戒给女方是正式求婚不可缺少的程序。
嗯，那么我要说的是礼服和头饰。新娘礼服的色彩呢，代表着传统，也有其特定的含义。例如说，白色代表纯洁的童真。美国、英国新娘选用黄色礼服，则象征着爱神和富足。另外呢，新娘在婚礼当天佩戴头饰的习俗呢，由来已久。古代女子在适婚年龄都头戴花环，以区别于已婚妇女，象征着童真。
西方女子在结婚时也有戴面纱的习俗，最初新娘戴面纱是年轻和童真的象征，而信奉天主教的新娘戴面纱则代表纯洁，因此许多新娘赶赴教堂举行婚礼时都选择戴双层面纱。新娘的父亲将女儿交给新郎后，由新郎亲手揭开面纱。
最后根据习俗呢，婚礼以新人的亲吻宣告结束，这一吻富有深刻的含义。通过接吻呢，一个人的气息和部分灵魂会留在另一个人体内，爱情使他们合二为一。好，现在让我们来听一下今天的最后一段对话。
I have surprising news for you.
What's that?
Barbara is getting married.
Well, isn't that simply wonderful? My best wishes to her. Who's the lucky guy?
Jason. He proposed last Saturday night at a formal dance.
Oh my, how romantic. When is the big day?
This August.
Will there be a church wedding or a civil wedding?
Well, Barbara is a Catholic, so there will be a church wedding.
Good. So Barbara will be a bride. She will be very beautiful in her wedding gown.
She's hoping I'll be her maid of honor.
Did you promise her?
Yes, I did. It'll be my first time.
Who did Jason ask to be his best man?
My boyfriend, Tom.
That's very interesting.The groom's best man is a maid of honor's boyfriend.
And they will go to a large restaurant for a reception after the wedding ceremony.
That will be very expensive for the father of the bridegroom, won't it?
Oh no, the bride's family is responsible for the entire wedding arrangements, costs, and so on.
That's why many American fathers joke they would rather hold the ladder for their daughter to climb down and elope than pay for a wedding.
好，在这段对话中 ，Lisa 告诉 Billy， Barbara 要结婚了。然后 Billy 说 ，Well, isn't that simply wonderful? 哇，那简直是妙极了。
接下来 ，Billy 问道 ，Will it be a church wedding or a civil wedding? 那么 church wedding 就是啊，不言而喻，就是教堂婚礼，而 civil wedding 则是指不举行宗教仪式的世俗性婚礼。或者是公正婚礼。
嗯，大家要记住啊，由于 Barbara 是个天主教徒 Catholic， 所以呢要举行教堂婚礼。在这里有几个词要讲一下，首先是 wedding gown， 大家一定能猜得出它的意思是结婚礼服。另外呢，通过对话我们知道了男女宾相应该怎么说，男宾相是 best man， 而女宾相则是 maid of honor。
最后要说一下， that's why many American fathers jokeThey would rather hold the ladder for their daughter to climb down and elope than pay for a wedding.
这句话的意思是，这就是为什么在美国很多父亲都爱开玩笑说他们宁可扶着梯子让女儿爬过去私奔，也不愿意为她的婚礼付款。好，我们最后再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I have surprising news for you.
What's that?
Barbara is getting married.
Well, isn't that simply wonderful? My best wishes to her. Who's the lucky guy?
Jason. He proposed last Saturday night at a formal dance.
Oh my, how romantic. When is the big day?
This August.
Will there be a church wedding or a civil wedding?
Well, Barbara is a Catholic, so there will be a church wedding.
Good. So Barbara will be a bride.She will be very beautiful in her wedding gown.
She's hoping I'll be her maid of honor.
Did you promise her?
Yes, I did. It'll be my first time.
Who did Jason ask to be his best man?
My boyfriend, Tom.
That's very interesting. The groom's best man is a maid of honor's boyfriend.
And they will go to a large restaurant for a reception after the wedding ceremony.
That will be very expensive for the father of the bridegroom, won't it?
Oh no, the bride's family is responsible for the entire wedding arrangements, costs, and so on.
That's why many American fathers would rather hold a ladder for their daughter to climb down and elope than pay for a wedding.
今天我们谈了许多和结婚有关的内容，现在你对西方的婚礼习俗应该有一些了解了吧？如果你还有什么问题，可以登录我们的网页查询相关内容，你还可以给我们发电子邮件，地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
Well, we are now near the end of today's program. If you have any questions, you can go to our webpage for relevant materials, and you can also contact us through email. Our email address is edu@chinabroadcast.cn.In the next unit, we'll talk about shopping in America. So, see you next week. Goodbye.
Well, that's all for today. Thank you for joining us.
Be sure to review what we've talked about in the lecture. See you next week. Goodbye.
好，今天的课就上到这儿，希望大家做好课后复习，我们下周再见。